This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Slowing demand and recession fears helped bring the price of oil to below $100 a barrel Tuesday, a turnaround from soaring prices in recent months. Vice President Kamala Harris visited Highland Park Tuesday to push for a federal ban on assault weapons. The Biden administration on Tuesday sued Arizona, saying the state violates federal law by requiring proof of citizenship to vote for president. The Justice Department said Arizona's newly enacted requirement would keep eligible voters from participating in certain federal elections without providing any proof or case studies. The Georgia prosecutor, examining President Trump's efforts to overturn the state's 2020 election, is seeking to compel Rudy Giuliani and Senator Lindsey Graham to testify before the special grand jury next week. For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. We are USA Radio News.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
I need to file my tax return right the first time. How can I be sure to do that?
Doing your taxes yourself? Using e-file is the best way to file an accurate tax return. Mistakes can delay your refund, so spend an extra few minutes making sure you can file an accurate return the first time around. Avoid common errors by spelling all names correctly and using correct Social Security numbers. Double-check your bank account numbers for direct deposit and double-check your math, too. Oh, yeah, don't forget to sign and date your return.
Japan has sounded the alarm on Chinese military activities near its disputed territory. This week, Japan's defense ministry reported seeing Chinese and Russian warships near the Senkaku Islands, which Beijing says is theirs. The Japanese deputy chief's cabinet secretary accused the Chinese Communist Party of violating Japan's national sovereignty in the East China Sea. President Biden's demand that American gas stations lower their prices is being met with disbelief and anger.
Gas and oil executives are roasting President Biden after he blamed them for rising prices at the pump. Biden recently laid the blame for high gas prices firmly at the feet of U.S. energy producers. Biden tweeting, "Bring down the price you are charging at the pump to reflect the cost you're paying for the product." The U.S. Oil and Gas Association responding by saying, "Make sure the White House intern who posted this tweet registers for Econ 101.
That's Tim Berg reporting, USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
The microwave oven-sized Capstone Pathfinder mission to the moon is experiencing a problem as the probe stopped communicating with NASA shortly after yesterday's successful deployment from Earth's orbit. Capstone is designed to test a unique elliptical orbit around the moon for a planned lunar gateway, a small space station that will allow for a sustained human presence on the moon. If President Biden did nothing at the southern border when he became president, the border wall would be in place and the security of the United States would be intact. As we all know, that was not Biden's goal, as open borders is what he wants. The flow of drugs and human trafficking is in full swing as a result of Biden's policy. Oklahoma Republican Representative Stephanie Bice on Newsmax says Democrats are ignoring the crisis on the southern border.
Yes, I think Democrats have stuck their head in the sand and are ignoring what is truly a crisis at the southern border. 240,000 roughly in the month of May, and that's who we apprehended. And, you know, this administration is really incentivizing illegals to come into the country. And what it's doing is it's actually helping the cartels. The cartels are the ones that are benefiting from all of these migrants crossing into the U.S. If we're going to talk about humanitarian rights, let's have a conversation. But this administration truly doesn't want to talk about it. They would rather focus on other things that they believe are more important, like, you know, the woke left.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call US Med now to learn more.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, most amazing that a super majority of Americans agree that this country is on the wrong track. I'm Bill Martinez. It's 6 minutes after the top of the hour. I know for some people they're still, you know, trying to overcome the comments that our president made. You know, on 4th of July, amazing. First of all, leading into it, he talked about the new liberal world order that was coming about, you know, brought to you by the progressives of the Democratic Party. I mean, this is echoes what Barack Obama had talked about early on. Remember when he talked about the fundamental transformation of this country? Everything that Joe Biden has been spitting out comes, you know, from the World Economic Forum, Klaus Schwab, and the globalists. You know, this idea of build back better. We know that Joe Biden has never come up with anything of his own. He's been known to plagiarize time and again. But, you know, hey, look, it. He's the president of the United States. What we got to deal with. But listen to what he said. He said, after doing the hard work of laying the foundation for a better future, the worst of our past has reached out and pulled us back on occasion. Liberty is under assault. In recent days, there's been a reason to think that this country is moving backward, that freedom is being reduced, that rights we assumed were protected are no longer, a reminder that we remain in an ongoing battle for the soul of America, as we have for over 200 years. Well, the left-wing media universally declared that this was a reference to the Supreme Court's Dobbs decision and the overturning of Roe v. Wade, which is remarkable when you think about it, because what it did is it really empowered this decision all the more by putting it where it belonged all along. We've had 49 years of empirical data and terrible experience, and now, you know, freedom is ringing once again, but Joe Biden sees it as the Liberty Bell is being crashed to the ground. It is amazing how we can look at the same thing and come up with different versions, but again, it depends on your ideology, you know, your ideological worldview. You know, as Dr. Wilfred Riley has said, that we are so, we're so catacombed, we're so, you know, into our individual silos that we're in echo chambers and not hearing the other side. And worse yet, we don't care. You know, that's even worse. Craig Huey is going to be here. Is he here with us now? He is. Oh, there you are. Okay, you're so quiet. I'm thinking, okay, I hope he's there. Well, Craig Huey is with us, and, of course, he is the speaker for Election Forum, publisher of one of the largest Christian political newsletters in America, the Huey Report. And for him, this decision, Craig, this is, you know, what the Supreme Court did was very personal for you, right?
Oh, Bill, it was. I was in tears when I heard the decision. Even now, I'm just so rejoicing and thanking God for what happened, that the court decided correctly, that we had a Supreme Court that said that that there's no constitutional right to abortion,
right,
and that is not in the Constitution. And so if you're going to deal with abortion, it has to be done at the states. And that's going to save so many millions of babies. And it's personal to me because, Bill, I've been working for so many years to talk to people about being pro-life, mm-hmm, to promote a culture of adoption, to recognize with the body of Christ for Christians, for people who call upon the name of Jesus, that as a principle that we find throughout the Bible, it's a biblical principle, it's a biblical fact that we were conceived by God and we're known by Him at conception. And you know what? It's personal for me because I would not be talking to you right now,
mm-hmm,
if Roe versus Wade had been law when I was born.
Right.
You see, Bill, I was adopted. And I thank God that I had a mother, a birth mother, that gave me up for adoption. And that I had two incredible loving parents who stepped out and adopted me, made me part of the family. And I've been able to have life, a beautiful wife, great kids, a job where I've helped create wealth for people, and a ministry where I can tell people about Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And none of that would have happened because I would have been aborted.
Right.
And now your listeners have an opportunity to be part of an incredible movement of people who promote life to those who are in trouble, those who are thinking of getting an abortion. Now is the time for people, for the Christian, for the church, for people to step forward and adopt, promote adoption, help women make the right decision to have their baby. And if they're not going to keep that baby, to allow that baby to have life through a better life through adoption.
Right.
Oh, Bill.
And we know there's so many parents that would love to adopt. They just do not have the accessibility. You know, there's just not enough babies to go around for the parents that are eager to adopt because that opportunity has been preempted because of abortion. And Craig, you know, address this because some people may hear you and say, oh, well, Craig Huey, that's an exception. You know, that doesn't really happen that often. How often, I hear stories of so many people who, like you, are grateful because they also experienced adoption, and in most cases, it was a very positive experience for them, the birth parent, as well as the adoptive parents.
Absolutely. You know, there are cases where the adoption isn't what the adopting parent expected. The kid is not reacting as you'd want the kid to react. There are those exceptions, but I have met so many people who have been adopted, and they share the stories of how they're grateful for that adoption, and it really is something where it gives the adopting parents an incredible ability to pour life into a human being and help them grow. For Christians, to help mentor them in how to walk as they should walk and follow Jesus. And it's a powerful, powerful moment because throughout the for Christians, as a Christian, I can tell you, in studying church history, it's been the Christians who have always been at the forefront of adoption.
Exactly.
Because they have a heart for the hurting and broken and those in need. And that's what the church needs to do today.
Well, you know why, Craig? Because Christians understand that they have been adopted into the family of God, right?
Amen.
I mean, you know, so it's like, wait a minute. If we have been adopted as sons and daughters by the Father in heaven, why would that not be a natural expression for us? More from Craig Huey after this.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
Hi everyone, this is Fred Dreyer for Balance7.com. Do you have acid indigestion? You can't eat the foods you like? Your stomach is upset all the time? Chronic pain a problem? Then do yourself a favor and go to Balance7.com. Start living again and get rid of chronic pain. Balance 7 has all the natural ingredients that work to rid your body of inflammation. I take it every day to keep my inflammation and acid indigestion in check. Remember, a sick body is an acid body. So, get rid of your acid indigestion and inflammation with Balance7.com. Call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. 800-793-9039 or go to balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com.
Hey, not ashamed to tell you, we're fresh and independent.
especially independent, and we're grateful for that because I got to tell you, this is but for the hand of God that we are an independent outlet here, not beholden to anybody. You know, they really can't cancel us. It doesn't matter. You know, yes, they've tried to do that sort of thing because they'd rather not hear what it is that we have to share. But we're pursuing the truth no matter where it leads. And this is the truth that comes from God, not from man, not from Joe Biden or any political party. It's according to the Word of God. This is what this radio show is all about. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, and we're talking with Craig Huey. Craig is the he's the publisher and publisher of one of the largest Christian political newsletters in America called the Huey Report. And he's also the speaker for Election Forum and political commentator. Craig, as you were saying earlier, that you know, the church is really being called forward, I believe, at this opportune time. We've been sharing with our audience that I believe that this is an appointed time. I mean, think about it. 49 years of abortion, 63 million by estimate. This is an estimate. This isn't even a hard number because of privacy laws and everything else. And we're not, and the scientists are saying, hey, you got about another 40% to add on top of that with these mail order abortion pills. I mean, can you think about it? I mean, here you got young girls, women that are receiving abortion pills in the mail, you know, a doctor is not there. The experience that you hear about what these women endure, excruciating, it is unbelievable, but all in the name of convenience and, you know, maybe gender selection, God only knows what, you know, people are still being involved with this evil activity of death. And the people in the church, again, I mean, you got to call it out for what it is. And I've been saying, look, according to Barna, roughly a third of the women, we're not even talking men here, but let's just say the women, because men are equally responsible. OK, it's not just, you know, we're not just trying to, you know, abortion shame people here. We're just trying to bring to light the reality of what we're dealing with here. And when you've got a third of the people in the pews at churches on Saturday and Sunday who've been involved with an abortion, guess what? There's a lot of, you know, secret heartbreak, hidden heartbreak and shame that is, that is in the way there of God's grace and mercy. And, you know, and I believe that God has given us this opportune time to heal. To heal people, heal our land, and to change this current direction that we are on. We have become, in the 49 years, a culture of death, and then we wonder why suicide, even amongst young people, is through the roof. Women who have experienced abortion, suicide rates are up, you know, through the charts. We've got mass shootings that are taking place, the evil and lawlessness in our country, all being manifest because we've chosen death over life, evil over good.
Yeah, well said, Bill. And I've got to add, for those people who are people of faith that are listening, for the Christians that are listening, first of all, yes, God's a God of second chances. God's the God of mercy, love, and forgiveness. And that's the message for every woman and every man who's been involved in supporting an abortion. That is a message because God can even use that for the good. Mm-hmm. And part of the good is the church reaching out. Oh, how powerful it is for a woman who's had an abortion to be able to counsel a woman who is pregnant and thinking about one. Mm-hmm. How many of the people who are working in the pro-life clinics throughout the nation have experienced an abortion, and now they're helping minister to those people and telling them the truth about that. That's a baby, a live baby inside them. And Bill, the church is called now like never before. It's heartbreaking to me. The starting point of the church is that you have the pastors. And so many of the pastors were silent.
Exactly.
At this historic moment where they should have spoken out and announced to the whole congregation or fellowship the victory that just took place. the historic victory, and yet
they should have been on the streets of their community praising God for this decision, and this is just the beginning, Craig Huey, because what is the next phase? Okay, the Supreme Court said it's going back to the states, so now we need to pray for the states and the legislatures in the states to have the courage to choose life over death.
Yes. And so here's what some Christians, can I give you some real quick idea of what people listening can do?
But, yes.
You know, what they can do is this. They can encourage their pastor to talk about life from the pulpit and talk about what the church is going to do. I know many churches who the pastor stood up and they said, here's what we're going to do. We're going to financially support pro-life counseling centers for women because now they need guidance and direction of what to do. I know pastors who have said, we're going to start at this church a clinic for women and we're going to sponsor it and financially support it. Christians themselves, a non-Christian, can volunteer their time, a day, a week, an hour. They can volunteer to be able to be at these pro-life clinics. Every Christian and everyone who likes this decision, they need to be making sure that the pastor is telling people to get out the vote. And if the pastor doesn't say get out the vote, they need to be able to get out and vote for candidates on the state level, the assembly, the state senate, the district attorney, the governor, all these different positions. They need to vote their values, not against their values. They need to vote for pro-life candidates. They need to get out and walk precincts, be part of the texting team, be part of the phone bank team, be part of the praying team for these candidates that are running for office and being able to make sure they get elected because, believe me, the left is supercharged. The radicals who want to have every state have abortion, even allowing the death of a baby born accidentally alive in a failed abortion, they want to kill that kid. And
exactly.
They need to be able to do that. You know, they can be on social media. They, you know, the pastors, for example, Joel Osteen has 10 million followers. TDA Jakes has 4.6. Joyce Meyer has 6 million, 15.2 million followers on Twitter. Guess what? They never mentioned the victory of the
court.
They ignored it. Yes, unbelievable.
Yeah.
And so these are the things that need to happen. And the individual, even if the pastor, if their pastor fails on this, they should go to another church. But even if their pastor fails, you know, it needs to be something where people have the power on the social media. You know, they should be on Twitter blasting those ministries for not saying something.
You know, Craig, what you were saying earlier, I just want to go back here, and that is that there are many churches across the country because it's in the DNA of the churches, and the ones who are on their knees in the throne room of God, who understand this moment and have understood this moment even before the Supreme Court came down with the decision.
Yeah.
You can't organize. You can't do just like what you've talked about overnight. They have already been doing this. It's just not being reported. So now, yes, they're getting flooded because just like everything else, it's just like when Joseph went down to Egypt. God knew what was going to happen, and Joseph was God's man. He was God's leader to save people because of a famine that was coming. And there have been lots of Joseph in churches across the country, but we don't hear about them. But we should follow their lead is what you're saying, right?
100%. And also, everyone has the power to do something, whether it be prayer, volunteering, being a light and salt in their own church. They have the power to do something.
And the thing is, it's so cool about this, Craig, is that the words will come to you by the Holy Spirit, and you will be able to speak out with courage, in love, not condemnation.
Yes.
And that's what's needed right now is some of the pastors and priests in these different churches and that, just they need a little
little loving nudge from the Holy Spirit to get them moving in the right direction. Craig Huey, thank you.
Shank, with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. The Tide Ministry in the Middle East is gearing up to launch a new Arabic children's television show as the ministry strives to bring the gospel to everyone in their own language. Many children in rural parts of the region don't know the truth about who Jesus is and what he's done for them. Through this Arabic TV show, these children who have never heard the good news will now be able to learn through video Sunday school lessons right there in their own homes. While our ministry first started with radio broadcasting, it's vital to come up with alternative solutions like television programming that will deliver God's message to the children wherever they are and invite them to accept Jesus as their personal Savior. To learn how you can pray for and encourage children throughout the Middle East as they learn about and experience the good news of Christ in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Slowing demand and recession fears helped bring the price of oil to below $100 a barrel Tuesday, a turnaround from soaring prices in recent months. Vice President Kamala Harris visited Highland Park Tuesday to push for a federal ban on assault weapons. The Biden administration on Tuesday sued Arizona, saying the state violates federal law by requiring proof of citizenship to vote for president. The Justice Department said Arizona's newly enacted requirement would keep eligible voters from participating in certain federal elections without providing any proof or case studies. The Georgia prosecutor examining President Trump's efforts to overturn the state's 2020 election is seeking to compel Rudy Giuliani and Senator Lindsey Graham to testify before the special grand jury next week. For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. We are USA Radio News.
Would you like to have an abundance of energy without stimulants? Did you know that if you can remove 95% of the toxins from your body and eliminate excessive inflammation, that your cells become younger? This results in more energy, endurance, and a sharper mind. The majority of your body's ability to detoxify and eliminate excessive inflammation is dependent upon intracellular glutathione production. Toxins and aging combine to shut down glutathione production, making supplementation mandatory. But supplemental glutathione does not work. The most effective means of increasing intracellular glutathione production is by consuming two peptides called gamma glutamylcysteine and cysteine. There's only one food in nature that supplies both of these peptides in high concentrations. That food is non-denatured whey protein concentrate. The only non-denatured whey protein on the market is Green Meadow Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestweyprotein.net. That's bestweyprotein.net.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
America, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. That's where you want to go. We're going to talk heart disease, okay? Do you realize heart disease and stroke claim the lives of nearly a million people each year, despite being largely preventable? You heard that right. Nearly a million people each year, despite being largely preventable. The American Heart Association developed Life's Essential 8 to help people reach ideal cardiovascular health. And here to tell us all about it is the president of the American Heart Association. He's back with us, Dr. Donald Lloyd-Jones, and he's going to talk about this new factor for measuring cardiovascular health in children and adults. The complete list of 8 health factors, which the American Heart Association calls Life's Essential 8, provides a roadmap to living the healthiest, longest life possible. Dr. Lloyd-Jones is one of the world's leading experts in prevention. We're going to talk about the new factor and other updates and share what you can do to have a healthy heart and brain. Don, welcome back to the show. Good to have you with us.
Great to be back with you, Bill. Thanks so much.
Hey, I'm excited to talk about this. I mean, the fact that, it's shocking to think that a million people each year die, and part two of that is that it's largely preventable.
Well, that's right. You know, we really know what causes heart attacks and strokes, which are the things that, cause most of those million deaths. And 80 to 90% of those events are preventable.
Wow.
So people really, really have so much of this in their control. And I think that's a really important and empowering message.
Well, yeah, that's good news. So what new factor is essential to cardiovascular health that you got to tell us about?
Yeah. Well, we first defined, formally defined cardiovascular health back in 2010, and it was seven factors. And they included diet, physical activity, smoking, your weight, your cholesterol, your blood pressure, and your blood sugar. But now, just this week, we've updated that to now life's essential eight, and that includes sleep health as a very important new aspect of, of promoting and optimizing your heart and brain health.
Now, when we talk sleep health, let's define that so that, you know, people understand, because some people say, well, you know, I do good. I mean, we had a former president who was living on 3 hours of sleep, and for him that was sleep health.
Yeah.
But for normal folks, we're still talking about 8 to 10 hours a day. Is that what we're talking about?
So actually, the science is pretty clear on this, and this is why with the updating science, we've been able to add this now. What's pretty clear is that for adults, the optimal is between 7 and 9 hours per night on average. So that's an average, but you know, we like to see that people can achieve that almost every night. And it turns out that people who get that adequate or optimal amount of sleep can do a more effective job managing their other health factors, things like their weight and their blood pressure and their blood sugar.
Now, does that 7 to 9 hours have to be contiguous? Because some of us older guys have problems waking up in the middle of the night, as you know, Donald.
Yeah, no, that's really true. There are certainly a lot of things that can disrupt our sleep. So, sure, ideally, if you can get the 7 to 9 hours contiguously, but obviously things like getting up to go to the bathroom can disrupt that. It is important, if you can, to try to get back to sleep as quickly and smoothly as possible, because it takes a while for us to get into the deeper phases of sleep, that REM sleep, which is the highest quality sleep where we truly can rest our hearts and our brains.
So for some of us that have a hard time hitting that level, but yet we've discovered later in our lives what the kids always knew when they were growing up is that naps are good. Does that help?
Yeah. Yeah, so, you know, if you're not getting kind of optimal sleep overnight, then a little bit of a power nap in the afternoon can be really helpful. Important not to do so much that it's going to disrupt or delay your sleep the next night, right? So,
right.
But if you need a power nap, that can be helpful, yeah.
Well, good to know. Are there other changes in how we measure heart and brain health?
Yes, there are. We've updated the original seven metrics also, so we now give we have a much better way to assess whether people are having a healthy eating pattern in the current environment. We give more credit to people for the amount and types of exercise that they're doing over the course of the week. And we've actually even expanded this to make sure that we're covering the whole lifespan. So this score actually applies to people as young as age 2, which is an important thing. Yeah, we want to launch our kids into healthier trajectories of heart and brain health.
Well, that's excellent. So eating pattern, exercise, what else?
Well, you know, I think what's really important for people to understand about this is, you know, why did we incorporate sleep? Well, again, sleep is just so central to all the rest of it. And the ways to optimize your sleep pattern are, there are some good kind of hacks for this, right?
Mm-hmm.
Make sure that you're active during the day so that you tire yourself out physically.
Mm-hmm.
Do you actually kind of have a routine so that you're getting in bed at the same time and getting up at the same time almost every day? Keep those devices away from your bedside table. Your phone is there to wake you up. You know, really try to turn it off and get it away from you. And then avoid heavy meals, caffeine, and alcohol in the few hours before bedtime, because they'll keep you awake longer as well.
Well, and it's a good point to keep those electronic devices away from us. I mean, science is proving to us that no bueno. I mean, that's not in our best interest. It interferes with our ability to sleep and to sleep soundly if we're bombarding our conscience and our brains with electronic media, right?
That's exactly right. You know, just the fact of bright light in your face, you know, as you're looking at your screen, and also engaging with the content on your phone, all of those things activate your brain and take you farther away from being able to enter good sleep.
Well, this is great stuff. We're talking with the American Heart Association's president, Dr. Donald Lloyd-Jones, talking about the eight factors that determine lifelong heart and brain health. Are you taking notes? Okay. If you've missed any of this, I don't want you to fret about it, because you can always download later, and you might even have friends, relatives that you want to share this advice with, because this is awesome stuff, and this brings you up on the cutting edge and up to date with what the American Heart Association is developing, and is life essential. Eight that's helping people reach their ideal cardiovascular health. A lot of this is common sense, isn't it?
Oh, I think it can be, but I think people need to recognize it is never too late to make these changes, and even small changes can have a huge impact on your heart and brain health. So you should feel like a lot of this is in your control. Important to get with your doctor, know your numbers, and make a plan to control those. But so much of this is about our lifestyle and our daily health behaviors. So, you know, feel like you can control this, because there's a lot you can do.
I'll tell you, I was really encouraged in my last checkup. I had experienced an incident, an event, as they say, and the doctor said not to worry. You'll be surprised at how your heart can recover. So like you say, it's never too late. And just because you may have had an event doesn't mean that that all is lost. That our bodies are so miraculously constructed in such a way that some of this damage can be healed, right?
Well, that's actually right. Absolutely right. You know, if you've had a heart attack or stroke, don't despair. All the things we've been talking about with lifestyle still can make a huge difference. And it's extra important that you work with your doctor to make sure that you're getting the medications you need to optimize the healing process and make sure that your heart is pumping as effectively as possible, and that we're really restoring all of your brain activity that we can.
Exactly. Don, got a little over a minute left here. Again, just as kind of a summary, how can people incorporate this new element that we've been talking about into their heart healthy routines? And then where can they go for more information?
Sure. Thanks. So, you know, I think we talked about some of those life hacks to make sure that you really do try to get your best sleep. Just to kind of recap real quick, active during the day, routine sleep times, going to bed and getting up. Avoid heavy meals, caffeine, and alcohol right before bedtime, and get that device away from your bedside table. If you want to learn more, you can go to the American Heart Association's website at heart.org.
Dr. Donald Lloyd-Jones, he's been our guest. He's the president of the American Heart Association. Don, thank you so much for being with us. Have a great day.
Great to be with you, Bill. Take care.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hey, welcome back. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, we've got the California attorney with the Dillon Law Group who's running for U.S. Senate in California to fill the seat that was vacated by VP Harris. Mark Moser joins us now. Hey, Mark, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on today.
Hey, great to have you back on. I especially love that you are a rare breed, a constitutional attorney, somebody who actually knows and reads the Constitution. Really disappointingly, it was reported that PBS, government-funded communications media, decided that the Declaration of Independence somehow is not appropriate on the 4th of July. How insane.
Well, I mean, it's inappropriate because it's a document that prevents them from doing what they want when they want. And, it's a tyrannical government that we are dealing with these days because the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, really sets limitations on the government of what they can do because we are established as a country with the right of self-governance and that we are going to be governed by the laws passed by our duly elected officials. And this bureaucracy, which, if you go look at the registered voters in D.C., 90% of them are associated with a party that does not necessarily believe in freedom and liberty. You got to understand that's who's in D.C., trying to make the rules. And it's like they don't like the fact that courts are routinely coming in and saying, no, you don't have this authority. Like we saw last week with the West Virginia case and EPA. It's like, no, you don't get to just do what you want when you want. And so the thing is we're in a real fight right now trying to take back power for the people because this administration has just it's not just this administration. We see it in California. We see it in New York, where the unelected bureaucrats are just saying, you know what? We don't want any limitations to our power. We want to do what we want. We want to be tyrannical. And these things called the Declaration of Independence and Constitution are getting in our way. So we're going to do whatever we can to call those hateful documents or inapplicable or, you know, no longer valid law, you know, because that's the only thing that they could do to expand their power, to do what they want right. when they want to.
You know, Mark, what I find quite ironic was on the 4th of July, I was watching the celebration from Washington, D.C., you know, the Capitol Force, you know, celebration. I didn't see any Republican that was there. It was only Democrats that they showed. And the rest of the people were there. And to your point, when you have 96% of the people there in D.C. aligned with one party that is against anything that has to do with the Constitution and Declaration of Independence, but they still managed. I don't know if they went out and just, you know, went to central casting and got a bunch of people and, hey, put them around there for the concert just for show. I don't know, but it's just like, wait a minute. I mean, you know, you guys don't even believe in this, but yet, you know, you got the flags you're waving to give us some kind of, you know, false impression that you believe in the Constitution.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of show going on there. You know, oh, this is the day that we're supposed to be celebrating our nation. Okay, today I will do this. But, you know, wait till tomorrow, because tomorrow they're going to be right back at it, you know, trying to push their totalitarian regime where government knows what's best. And, you know, you can only do that for so long. I'm seeing it across the state of California, across the nation, where people are really waking up and saying, wait a second, I want freedom. I don't want to be told what to do. And, you know, to an extent, I acquiesced for a while, but this is getting out of control. You're shutting down my business. You're shutting down my kids' school. I mean, just yesterday we had a decision here in California where a state court judge basically said that the L.A. County Unified School District violated the law when they mandated vaccines to school kids. And so, you know, it's every aspect of government, whether it's the, you know, federal government, you know, every
that's quite revolutionary to handle, to be coming out of the state of California like this. Like you said, I think people are wising up. There is an awakening that's taken place. Of course, we've seen, you know, vestiges of this, whether it's in San Francisco. Now you've got a recall of Gascon. You had the recall of a governor that was, you know, wasn't effectuated. And of course, you know, but he still continues. I guess he's abandoned his own travel ban. There's some controversy that is in the news today, that Governor Newsom has decided to go to Montana, but yet it's one of those states that is not supposed to be supported travel by the state. He's claiming it's all personal, but of course he has a security detail with him. So I think, you know, you're kind of splitting hairs here, but it is rather awkward for him to say that you can't go to Montana because they're not supportive of LGBTQ rights, like, you know, like California is, but then, you know, for family reasons, he's going there for a vacation.
Yeah, rule for thee, but not for me.
Exactly. Yeah, that's the way it goes. And of course, the other thing too, Mark, I'd like to get your read on. I'm, of course, you know, formerly, I mean, I was born and raised in California, and I still have four of my sons who live there. And Governor Newsom and the administration is flooding the state with ads to try and get people who have left California and have ended up in Florida, trying to get them back to California.
Yeah, he's using campaign dollars to try to campaign for president of the United States. And, you know, California has very generous campaign contributions, but you don't have it for running for president. So there's a lot of issues here about how, you know, how those with the money, those with power will skirt the rules. And that's just basically Gavin Newsom in a nutshell. I mean, we saw the French Laundry. We saw what he did at the playoff going into the Super Bowl. You know, he just flaunts the rules. I mean, he doesn't care about the rules. I mean, he's going to do what he wants to do. Yeah. But then, as a true tyrant, What does he do? He makes rules for us that are not applicable to him.
Well, he's a classic elitist. I mean, he's the poster child for it, and we see it on full display and without any apology whatsoever. Mark, I did want to get your read as a constitutional attorney on the latest SCOTUS decisions. First of all, returning Roe back to the states, of course, the media, the Democrats, they're just absolutely outraged, which is unbelievable because it actually empowered the states and reaffirmed our Constitution, didn't it?
Yeah, I actually think that the Dobbs decision was a decision that was about, 49 years late.
Yes.
Because the whole issue with Dobbs is all it did is return back to the state the state police power. You know, police powers are reserved for the state, and they made the decision that, wait a second, five judges in D.C., do not have the authority to, to make the law. If we need to keep that with our, as the founding fathers planned, with a, this true balance of power, because if you have all power in one government official, you get tyranny. And our founding fathers were very smart and said, certain areas are going to be governed by the federal government. Certain areas are going to be governed by state government, and then the state. Certain areas are going to be done by school boards. Certain areas are going to be done by city councils. You do not put all power in one person, because when you do that, that you get tyrannical power very, very quickly. And that's what our founding fathers wanted to avoid. So Dobbs is one of those decisions that helps balance powers, as was the New York gun case, as was the West Virginia
exactly.
gun case. We had a whole series of good cases that came down that really went back to rebalancing the power and restricting, unelected bureaucrats' abilities to just do what they want when they want because they have good intentions.
Well, as you say, 49 years late, this decision by the Supreme Court that even Ruth Bader Ginsburg had stated was precarious at best, and meanwhile, the Democrats are crying foul, but they had 49 years to codify this. And, Mark, I got to tell you, when I go through the Constitution, I can't find it. Maybe you, as a constitutional attorney, can point out, but I don't see in the Constitution where it is a constitutional right to kill your baby.
No. I mean, life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness is all
you can
say.
Oh, okay.
But
all right.
even if they had codified it under this most recent Supreme Court decision, you would have actually found that the federal government doesn't have the authority to codify this. This is a state power. So, all these showboats that are going on right now by the federal government, they, after reading the Dobbs decision, you don't have authority in this. This is a state issue. So it doesn't matter if you codify it or not. You still it exceeds the authority of the Constitution. And so that's why, they're so upset, is whether they had codified it or not, it would not have mattered according to this Dobbs decision, because this power rests in the state.
Exactly, because eventually you were going to get a Supreme Court that had the courage to right a wrong that has been abused for 49 years, right?
Exactly.
Right. And the EPA judgment is huge, Mark. I look for more decisions like that to clip the wings of this growing government and these bureaucrats unelected running rampant on we the people.
Yeah, well, the legislature needs to start reining them in, and when I become a United States Senator, that is going to be task number one, is to start removing power from these unelected bureaucracies and start returning it to the House of Representatives, where your representative is actually there to represent we the people, not we the special interests.
Well, Mark Mosher's been our guest, California attorney with the Dillon Law Group and running for Senate.
Here's
in California.
Question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.